Hi, this is Sabine from Fieber. Today is the 10th sequence of my finance ABC and it is the last one about the Grundschuld. And today I would like to tell you a little bit about the personal liability out of the Grundschuld. So if you go to the notary, the notary reads everything to you, and there is also one very complicated sentence, meaning that you are not only liable with your piece of land and your house or apartment or whatever you buy, on top you are liable personal in your total assets. This sounds awful, but it is not that worse than it sounds, because the bank has only the right to get so much from you, so much like you owe them. So again, 300,000 was the price, 100,000 is still outstanding, and you do not like to pay anymore. But you have an asset account with 100,000. So the bank has, based on the signed Grundschuldbestellung, the right directly go into this asset account. You do accept this by signing the agreement. But don't worry, this will never happen if you pay in good order your credit. So this is very, from the wording, a little bit hard, but it is the truth, and the most time people, the truth will not even told the people in the right way. So, and when the notary read it to them, they do not really understand it. But this is the fact out of this. This is your personal liability under the Grundschuld. If you have an additional question to this, please ask me. Otherwise, it's Sabine from Fieber. Bye.